Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. Thank you so much for stopping by my channel, and thank you for all of your amazing, incredible support, and even on the live shows on Thursdays. I love the interaction and all the commentary, so thank you, everyone. I am continuing with your video requests. This is a new topic for me, and I'm excited to share it because it's a real thing. You know, we spend so much of our time and energy talking to those of you who are dating, trying to help you find your partner. But what happens when you've got your partner, great relationship, you're happy, you're married, and then that itch starts? I didn't explore too much, did I? I wonder, what did I not examine before I got here? Okay. This, I'm very excited to explain, is what I call happily married but never explored single life. And Etna, thank you for this. I'm going to read it as I see it. Etna writes, "Hello, Susan. Your videos are so helpful and you're amazing." Thank you, Etna. "I got married young at 22. My ex cheated and I left him years later. Now I'm in a serious relationship at 32, and sometimes I feel like I might have missed my chance to explore the things I didn't get a chance to explore in my early 20s. My partner was able to explore that side of himself, and I'm feeling like I missed out again. What can I do?" I love this because he actually chose to explore this while he was married to you, which is not the preferable way. I understand what you think you're missing, and I understand that everybody has a bucket list. So let me be fair in this. There are individuals who look at life and think, as a single person, I'm going to try this, 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 and this, and I want to do this, this, and this. And what I'm talking about is normally sexually, and I think that's what you're talking about as well. And this is their bucket list. They feel like they've done it. They've gotten it out of their system. And now they are ready to, quote unquote, settle down, or I should say, make a commitment to one person. That would be preferable. You'd prefer to have somebody who's gone through their exploration stage. But here's the framework I'd like to propose to you or anybody else listening to this, married with a partner you love. And if you're having these feelings like, I didn't really investigate that part of myself. Now, the fantasy that we oftentimes hold about another person or other people is that of variety and difference. Is it different? Yes. Different texture to the skin, different coloring, different hair, different eyes, different taste, different smell. Yes. But if it is experience that you're looking for, as in, I have this in my mind or I have that in my mind, why would you exclude your current partner from that exploration with you? See, I think this is the beautiful thing about having committed partnership. You have maybe one of the only times in your adult life where you will have a safety net of somebody who loves you and will support you as long as it's done together and in agreement. And explain why you'd like to complete this checklist for yourself. And you might give your partner some excitement too. There are lots of ways to go around it without incorporating other people. And for those of you that want to incorporate other people, let me just remind you, you know, it's tricky enough with the one you got. When you start adding more people, you're adding more reactivity and more emotions and more drama. That is a very, very sophisticated model. But for you, Etna, where you are now, you say you are very happy and that, you know, you're in a great and a serious relationship. Okay. So I would ask you to investigate if your partner would assist you in this little personal assignment. Because to be quite frank, if you don't have your partner do this, there could be a tendency for you to want to end the relationship, no matter how good it is, to go fulfill this thing, to get this, you know, to scratch the itch or get this out of your system. However, with most fantasies, I think even the most sophisticated people who've been around the block a number of times will tell you that what you imagine is going to be and what it is are oftentimes very different. Sometimes it's great, it can surprise you, but other times it's not what you think it is. So I, instead of an either or, I would really suggest taking the third option, which is try incorporating your partner. And by the way, for those of you who are in long-standing and committed relationships, this is one of the ways to keep things fresh. I mean, after 10, 12, 15 years, they know every reaction you're going to have. You know every step, every move they're going to make. It can get stale. If you together talk about what you would like to experience and go slowly, cautiously, thoughtfully, checking in with each other, what's going on, you might find a whole sense of growth and renewal and discovery together. So, that's what I like. I personally don't like either or scenarios. I like where there are more options and more creative thinking. So thank you so much for this, Etna. And write to me. You know where to reach me because that's where you did already. Oh, and by the way, for everybody else, on the contact page of SusanWinter.net, at the very bottom below Lauren, before my agent, there is a box that says Q&A, video requests. Just go and fill that out. And Etna, stay in touch. Let me know what happens. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, everyone. If you want a consultation, let me know. That's the consultation page. And don't miss your opportunity to see me in New York for a one-on-one in person. It is a very high-level event at the most beautiful of all private and exclusive clubs in New York, where we can work at a leisurely pace, have a meal, relax, and do 3 hours of a deep dive into your relationship issues. Thank you, everyone.